As I settle down to pray, I begin with a preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking for my prayer today? Patience, courage, constancy, strength, openness. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to day 17 of our journey, and as I read slowly and attentively through Julian's revelation, I notice what word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. But still our trust is often not complete, because we are not sure that God hears us. For often we are as barren and dry after our prayers as we were before. Here Jesus says, pray wholeheartedly, though you may feel nothing, though you may see nothing, yes, though you think that you could not. For in dryness and in barrenness, in sickness and in weakness, then is your prayer most pleasing to me. We ought to pray that he may rule us and guide us to his glory in this life, and bring us to his bliss. So he means us to see that he does it, and to pray for it. For if we pray and do not see that he does it, it makes us depressed and doubting. And if we see that he does it and do not pray, we do not do our duty. It is our Lord's will that we pray for everything which he has ordained to do, either in particular or in general. And so I saw that when we see the need for us to pray, then our Lord God is following us, helping our desire. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does this word or phrase make me feel? I savour it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. And feeling his presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the revelation, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to the scripture, Luke chapter 18, verse 1, and Psalm 28, verses 1 and 7. And as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice what new word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. O Lord, I call to you, my rock. Do not be deaf to my cry, lest if you do not hear me, I become like those who go down to the pit. You, Lord, are my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, and I have been helped. So my heart exalts, and with my song I give thanks to you. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught me. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling his love enfold me. I have a conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.